Good morning. This is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and our program is For the Birds.
In the last segment of For the Birds, we talked about the amazing cloud formations called murmurations of European starlings. Another stunning aspect of these birds is the beauty of their plumage. That may surprise some of you because at a distance, starlings look black. In summer, they're a glossy purple-green iridescent with yellow beaks. In fresh winter plumage, they're brown, covered in brilliant white spots. I was just amazed when, with my binoculars, I viewed a starling that had come to our feeder last winter. It was gorgeous. Starlings turn from spotted and white to glossy and dark each year without shedding their feathers. The new feathers they grow in fall have bold white tips. That's what gives them their spots. By spring, these tips have worn away, and the rest of the feather is dark and iridescent brown. It's an unusual changing act that scientists term wear molt. If you look at photos of these birds or see them through binoculars, you'll find a dazzling display of iridescent colors highlighted by those white feather tips, looking like sparkling arrowheads.
Starlings are chunky and blackbird-sized, but with short tails and long, slender beaks. In flight, their wings are short and pointed, making them look rather like small, four-pointed stars, thus giving them their name. Starlings typically live around people, using mowed lawns, city streets, and agricultural fields for feeding, and trees, buildings, and other structures for nesting. Their main requirements are open, grassy areas in which to forage, a water source, and trees or buildings that contain suitable cavities or niches for nesting. They avoid large unbroken stretches of forest, chaparral, and desert. They perch and roost high on wires, trees, and buildings.
As they forage for food in lawns and fields, they wander over the ground, often quite rapidly, poking their closed bill into the ground and using their strong jaw muscles to force open the bill and search for soil insects and other invertebrates. Most birds have strong muscles that snap the bill shut, but the starling is different. Its strong muscles act to open the bill. This adaptation enables the bird to probe into grass, weeds, or soil, and then open the bill to force aside the weeds and look for insect foods. At the same time, its eyes rotate forward, allowing it to search for food directly in front of its bill. European starlings are distantly related to mockingbirds and mynas and will mimic other sounds. The ancient Romans taught them to mimic human speech. They're often heard sitting in a tree making a series of chirps, creaks, chatters, and rising whistles, and occasionally calls of up to 20 species of other birds, such as the killdeer, flicker, wood pewee, and even crow. Here's a typical sound that they make.
Male and female starlings use about 10 kinds of calls to communicate about where they are, whether there's danger around, and how aggressive or agitated they feel. Starlings are boisterous and loud, and in their large groups, they can make quite a racket and sometimes be very unwelcome. So keep on the lookout for starlings perched in groups at the tops of trees or flying over fields or roads in tight flocks. We often see them perched in large numbers on utility wires. You'll be thrilled if you get to see either a cloud of them or an individual through binoculars.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's segment. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future programs, you can email us at forthebirds@farmandcountry.org. This has been Pat and Jim Sanders of the Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society, and we're For the Birds.